plan to make drivers who enter Manhattan south of 61st Street pay a congestion fee was supposed to go into effect in 2021. WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports the plan has been delayed by about a year, but could get a push from President-elect Joe Biden.
MTA officials say congestion pricing will bring in up to $15 billion for much-needed repairs to the subway system. They accuse the Department of Transportation under President Trump of slow-walking the necessary approvals. The MTA also wants a $12 billion federal bailout due to COVID-19-related revenue losses. Officials say some of that money will make up for lost revenue from delays in the congestion pricing program. President-elect Joe Biden has said he supports congestion pricing. It's not yet clear if he will have a Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate to help him get another federal coronavirus package approved. Control of the Senate hinges on two January runoff elections in Georgia. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.